I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is embroiled in a multi-layered crisis. We'll break it down for you. And then coming up, struggling Haitians are ready to hear the gospel when they see God's faithfulness. Ways to pray and respond in just a few moments. Topping the news, negotiations for peace between Israel and Lebanon are underway in the United States. Discussions occur as the current U.S.-backed ceasefire nears its expiration date on Sunday. Nuna of Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
the peace talk is not just military, though of course it involves the military side, but it's much more than this.
U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Beirut to repeal a 1955 law.
In our constitution, there is a compound that says Lebanon has no connection with Israel. So we need to change that clause.
Despite a ceasefire being in place since mid-April, Hezbollah has continued to attack Israel.
Hezbollah is affiliated with Iran and is wanting to keep Iranian influence over Lebanon, but Lebanon is trying to get free from it. The whole contention is between these two.
The Lebanese government is taking steps toward peace with Israel and independence from Iran, but at a cost.
Lebanon submitted an official complaint against Iran for the first time this week, and this is causing a big problem inside Lebanon. The Shiite community is really strong in saying we don't want this. The threats in the streets that we're going to turn our weapons against all the people who are for the change and for the peace treaty, it's becoming like a civil war.
Pray for Lebanese Christians as they care for displaced people in Jesus' name.
It's not just a one-way gospel, just salvation and that's it, but it's also realignment with God's purposes.
Meanwhile, a new report from International Christian Concern reveals what they're calling a $10 million genocide cover-up by the Nigerian government. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us,
the report claims that since 2009, at least 190,000 Nigerians were killed, and about 70% of that would be Christians. And so there seems to be very clear targeting of the Christian community in northern Nigeria.
The report also lays out how Nigeria has been hiding the genocide of Christians through misinformation. Government officials have instead called it regional instability and even blamed climate change.
The Christian cry within the north is that our government is not doing anything to counteract these problems is true, and it's well documented.
Rebel encourages believers around the world to take action for our Nigerian brothers and sisters in Christ.
We need to be raising voice and asking our governments to hold the Nigerian government accountable to these things that are happening in their country. Like, what are they doing to counteract these problems?
Pray, too, for the persecuted church in northern Nigeria to be salt and light so they can reach the persecutors for Christ. And standing firm through both good times and bad sends a powerful message. Rosalind DeHart says For Haiti with Love is there for every season. Many Haitians they serve are exhausted by the struggle for daily needs.
And sometimes they don't want to hear the gospel. So we show them love. We show them what the gospel is. Then they will listen when we tell them about Jesus, when we tell them about the gospel.
The ministry provides food, clothing, shelter, medical care for burn victims, and much more. And that work can only be done with God's help, given the chaos in Haiti today. DeHart says that the northern city of Cap-Haitien can't handle the influx of people who are fleeing gang violence.
Kids on the street, families on the streets, and trash has doubled. So much trash in Cap-Haitien now.
Haiti's lacked a stable central government since the assassination of its president nearly 5 years ago.
We need people to pray for Haiti. Without God's help, Haiti cannot change.
It's a sobering reality, but God's promises remain. For Haiti with Love continues to see glimpses of his work. DeHart says former patients from the burn clinic have returned to say that they are now attending church.
Well, because of showing them God's love, people we put in homes, you know, praising God because they don't have to live in the streets anymore.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Hope Within Reach. It's an invitation to step into the stories of how God is moving around the world and to discover how He might be calling you to be part of it. We pray it encourages you, strengthens your faith, and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get your copy for free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.